You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
For the past 4 weeks, we've been talking about everything that we need in this life is all in Christ. Kaya yung topic natin, all in, di ba? Kasi kung hindi all in Christ, eh ano pa? Okay, we've been talking about God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. Everything that you need, God already provided for you. The reason you're not enjoying it is probably you don't know about it, you're not aware about it, or you are rejecting it. Second is we talk about grace, that you don't have to work, you don't have to strive and persevere. What I'm saying is, hindi ka magiging lazy. What I'm saying is, God already provided a way. It's a divine favor for you. Because you are a son, you are a daughter of God, and God appropriate that grace for you. You can freely receive it, and you don't deserve it. And then we talk about the mystery. God revealed the mystery for all of us so that we can achieve the victorious life that God wants us to have. And last week, Pastor Winston talked about the unity that we have as a church and in our family. And unity is very important because if we are united, nothing is impossible. That's why everything that we need in life, it's all in Jesus Christ. And this afternoon, we're going to talk about, all right, another aspect. Kung sinabi ni Paul sa mga Ephesians for the past 4 chapters na pinag-uusapan natin, mapapansin niyo lahat ng verses na pinag-uusapan natin galing lahat sa Ephesians, di ba? Tama? Because we've been studying the book of Ephesians, and basically this book was written by Paul to address the Ephesus, the church in Ephesus, the Ephesians. And Paul was addressing them and telling them, guys, ito na kayo, ito na yung identity mo kay Jesus Christ, ito ka na, ito na yung purpose mo, ito na yung calling mo, do not live longer, don't live anymore the way you used to be, yung dati, hindi na ikaw yon. Ito na yung bagong calling mo, ito na yung bagong purpose mo. Paul was encouraging, was giving information, revealing some truths about them. And this afternoon, we're going to talk about some instructions naman. Some instructions so that you can live a life that is so fulfilling and so, satisfying in this life. And, you know, let me say this at the onset, right? There's nothing that can ever fulfill you in this life except God alone, His presence alone. And if you have wealth, if you drive a nice car, you have a nice house, it's nothing compared to what God can give us this afternoon. And I want you to join me in prayer as I start this word, this message for all of us. Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes as we ask God to be with us? Lord, we thank you, God, that, Lord, everything that we need in this life is all in Jesus Christ. And I pray even right now as we talk about your word. God, I pray na hindi mo i-harden yung hearts namin. Take away any hindrances in our minds. Lord, I pray, God, give us an open heart, God, to receive from you. And I pray, Lord, that we will see this word, God, as something that hindi lang siya information, but Lord, it's something that we need to live by. It's a principle na kailangan namin itanim sa puso namin so that we can live this life pleasing and honoring you, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your time, for your presence to be with us, and I pray that for your anointing in your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You know, as I speak today, you know, I realize this is my my fourth time speaking this week. Like what Pastor L said, you know, we started the 5 o'clock service, so I preached one service, and then the 7 o'clock service, that's the second time. And then yesterday, I was at Global City Innovative College, that's a school in Fort Bonifacio, and I spoke there in a leadership seminar, and the topic that was assigned to me was vision. And I love speaking to young people. I love speaking to the next generations. That was my union katatlong beses ko. And today, I'm speaking again in front of you. And I realize it's just meron lang ako moments nung ginagawa ko tong preaching ko. Actually, nung ginagawa ko ilang mga message na to, and part of it is, you know, managing everything in the ministries, raising up leaders, taking care of your families, And a lot of things are going on. And na-realize ko lang, grabe, ang hirap pala nitong ginagawa ko. Ang hirap. Akala ko dati, before I enter full-time ministry, akala ko lang dati, yung trabaho ng pastor, pupunta lang ng Sunday, mag-preach ka lang. But what we don't know, what we don't see is the life behind before preparing for the sermons. And I'm not saying I'm not saying I'm quitting this job. I love it. I enjoy it. I get energized. But na-realize ko lang, mahirap pala. Hindi ito yung pinapangarap ko nung bata ako. And I don't know about you, meron ba kayong mga pangarap nung bata kayo tapos after a few years, hindi kayo naging ganun? And you may mga pangarap kayo nung gusto nyo maging rockstar, gusto nyo maging tennis player, gusto nyo maging jeepney driver. Kasi nung bata kayo, punong-puno ng coins yung jeepney driver. So akala mo, marami kang pambiling tennis. Gusto maging jeepney driver. And meron kayong mga pangarap dati na ngayon, hindi naman natupad, pero you are satisfied, or maybe some of you are not satisfied, pero majority of those dreams na meron ka, hindi nangyari. So ako, nung bata ako, meron din ako mga pangarap. Meron pangarap. Pangarap ko maging piloto. I was fascinated with, you know, airplanes. Pangarap kong maging, like I said, jeepney driver. Kasi nga, you know, may mga coins yung mga jeepney driver. Nakakalala ko kasi doon sa may Sampaloc, pag kumakain yung mga jeepney driver, may mga dalang mga boxes. May mga box sila. Tapos, for some reason, di naubusan ng coins. Diba? Kasi gagarahin na yata or magpapahinga. So, ang dami nilang coins. Papakatong nila. Nakikita ko, grabe, ang daming coins itong mga to. Pangarap ko maging jeepney driver dati. I'm not belittling, okay, our jeepney drivers. In fact, you guys are our heroes because if not for you, walang commuting public at mahihirapan kami lahat tayo maglalakad. And pangarap ko rin maging police, lalo na yung mga dati kasi naka-short pa yung mga police. Naalala nyo ba yung naka-short pa yung mga police? Hindi na, no? Siguro sa pelikula nakikita ko yun. So I think it's cool na meron kang baril. Then lumalaki na ako, na-realize ko parang hindi yata tama yung mga gusto ko. And then when I enter college, right, here's the interesting part, okay? Gusto ko rin maging basketball player, pero I realized ko, hindi talaga ako magiging basketball player as much as I dreamed becoming one. Nag-enter ako ng college, hindi ko alam kung anong course na kukunin ko. Parang, all of a sudden, ang dami kong pangarap ng bata. Gusto ko maging jeepney driver, gusto ko maging astronaut, gusto ko maging piloto, gusto ko maging sundalo, gusto ko maging police. All of a sudden, bakit nawala yung mga pangarap ko na yon? Hindi ko alam. Nung nag-enter ba kayo ng college, I'm asking you guys, right? Alam niyo na ba kagad kung ano yung course na kukunin nyo? Di ba? Parang weird, di ba? All this time, may gusto kang i-achieve, may gusto kang pangarap, all this time, pas nung enter ka ng college, parang di mo alam. Bakit? And then, habang nag-decide ako, may naalala lang ako. One time, okay, yung lola ko, sinasabihan ako, ba't hindi ka na lang magsiman? Sabi ng lola ko. Tapos narinig ko rin yun sa mga ibang kapitbahay ko, yung mga kakilala ko. Ba't hindi ka na lang magsiman? Maraming pera doon. Dollars pa yung kukunin mo. At hindi lang yun, makaka-travel ka pa sa ibang bansa. Gayahin mo kaya yung mga kamag-anak mo, sabi sa akin ng lola ko. Kasi I came from a family of seafarers. Kasi yung tatay ko, marine engineer, yung mga tito ko, mga seafarers sila. Lahat sila, pamilya sila ng seaman. So, mayroon akong isang story na pang maalaala mo kaya. So, hindi na lang yun, okay? Basta ang point ko, yung pamilya ko, pamilya ng mga seaman. And because sabi ng lola ko, sige, magsiseaman na lang ako. It makes sense for me during that time. So, wala naman akong alam gusto kong gawin. So, magsiseaman na lang ako. And I took that course not because I really want it. I took that course because somebody suggested to me. Somebody told it to me. Somebody suggested na gayahin mo na lang yung mga magulang mo, gawain mo na lang yung mga kamag-anak mo kasi yun din naman yung ginagawa nila. The reason I'm saying and sharing all of these things because some of the decisions we have made in this life, one way or another, it was suggested to you. Tama? Tama ba ako? And I don't know if you heard this growing up, sinasabi ng nanay mo, gayahin mo na lang yung tito mo. Tama? Or some of you, sinabi nyo sa mga anak nyo, gayahin mo na lang yung kuya mo. Gayahin mo na lang yung pinsan mo. And your classmates will tell you, gayahin mo na lang si Anna. Gayahin mo na lang si Mark. Have you heard of that statement before? May kausap ba ako dito? Narinig niyo na ba yon? You know, I love preaching at Friday night. You know why? Kasi pag nagtanong ako, yeah! How many of you can relate to that? Yun. Alam niyo, pag pinapataas ng preacher yung kamay niyo, alam niyo bakit? Kasi pinagpapawisan yan. Okay? Kaya pinapataas namin yan para matuyo. Okay? We're doing your seatmate a favor. Okay? That's why unconsciously pinapataas namin kamay. Well, going on, and then, pag narinig natin yung statement na yun, gayahin mo na lang sa ganito, gayahin mo na lang sa ganyan, gayahin mo na lang sa ganito, then they will give reasons. Or we will give reasons. Parang sabihin nila, gayahin mo na lang yung tita mo, tingnan mo, ang ganda ng business niya. Pag ginaya mo siya, magiging successful businessman ka din. They will give reasons. And you will give reasons. Gayahin mo na lang yung pinsan mo. Tingnan mo, secure na yung job niya. Nurse na siya. Dati doctor siya, pero ngayon nurse na siya. Congratulations, docs! Nurse ka na! And they give reasons like that. And maybe you will probably give reasons pag sinabi mo, gayahin mo na lang si Mark. Tingnan mo, nasa US na siya ngayon. Nasa Australia na siya ngayon. Pag ginaya mo siya, doon ka rin mapupunta. You will hear statements like that. You will hear suggestions like that. Or ikaw magsasabi nun. Or gayahin mo na lang yung kapitbahay natin, nakapag-asawa ng puti. Ayoko ng puti, gusto ko itim. You will hear suggestions like that. Or maybe ikaw sinasabi mo yun sa kaibigan mo, or sa kapitbahay mo, or sa malapit sa'yo. Bakit? Kasi good intention naman tayo eh. Diba? Sinasabi natin yun. Or, yung mga tao nagsasabi sa atin na gayahin mo na lang sa ganito, good intention naman sila. But you know what? I don't have anything against with those people suggesting us to us na gayahin mo sa ganito, gayahin mo sa kanyan. In fact, if their good yung intention nila are good, okay lang. And I think it's 99% harmless. But you know what? But here's the thing. Meron akong problema. And I don't know if you see this as a problem. Whenever we hear people says, gayahin mo lang si ganito, gayahin mo lang yung tito mo kasi ganyan, the problem lies not on the statement na gayahin mo na lang yung tito mo. The problem lies with the reasons na sinasabi, gayahin mo na lang yung tito mo kasi magaling na businessman siya. The problem lies is, kapag sinabi mo ba sa akin na gayahin ko yung tito ko? Kapag sinabi mo ba sa akin na gayahin ko yung kapatid ko? Kapag sinabi mo ba sa akin na gayahin ko yung pinsan ko, yung kapitbahay natin, mag-guarantee ba yan na magkakatotoo sa akin yan? May guarantee ba yan? No, so ibig sabihin, yung sinasabi mo sa akin, it's false hope pala. And what you're trying to communicate, this guy, this person that is worth imitating, kaya mo siya kailangan gayahin kasi successful businessman siya. Bakit? The reason ba nagagayahin mo yung isang tao kasi successful businessman lang ba siya? Hindi mo maliting naman yung buhay niya sa pamilya niya? Hindi mo maliting naman yung buhay niya sa anak niya? Hindi mo titingnan kung paano niya ginagawa yung business niya? Life is not all about good business. The problem is the reasons. Bakit natin gustong gayahin yung isang tao? Because, you know, I'm all for good business. But a good business is nothing if your family is falling apart. I'm all for status. Gusto natin munta sa America. Gusto ko yan. Okay, if you think God is calling you there and God will bless you, go. But it's all useless. If our marriages are being destroyed, you can pretend that okay yung pamilya mo kasi nagpapadala ng dollars, nagpapadala ng tsokolate, nagpapadala ng mga laruan, nagpapadala ng kung ano-ano. You can pretend. You can say, okay kami. But you know what? You're not okay. You're missing the very purpose of marriage. You know what's that? Intimacy. Companionship. You cannot share intimacy over Skype, over internet. You can't do that. I am for wealth. I am for material blessings. I am for that. But wealth and material blessings are useless if our children doesn't know us. If our children sees us as only what? Genie. Pag may kailangan lang sila, saan ka nila lalapit? I want our kids to see us as friends, as their fathers, as our mothers. Hindi yung pag may problema yung anak mo, pupunta pa yun sa kaibigan niya, hindi sa'yo. And you're thinking, what's happening? What's wrong? We want to value people not because they're successful in businesses, they're successful in accumulating wealth, they're successful in getting high status. We want to value people because those people are following God. They are worth imitating because they are following God. If we only follow people because of the things that they have accomplished in this life, we get it wrong. We get it wrong. Before you tell someone, follow this person, ask yourself, is this person worth following? Am I gonna follow this person just because magaling siyang businessman, maganda yung buhay niya, or am I gonna follow this person because, or imitate this person because he loves the Lord? And I'm here to tell every one of us, if there is one person who can guarantee everything that you need in this life, and if there's one person you can imitate and he will never fail you, that is God. That is Jesus. We imitate a lot of people. We imitate a lot of opinions. We imitate a lot of beliefs out there. But it doesn't guarantee anything. But if you will imitate God, it is a sure factor. It is a done deal. You will receive the life that you desire. Not just here on earth, but life eternity. I want to read to all of us Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 19, as I give you the background of this passage as we study this. It says here, "So I tell you this, insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking." Paul was addressing the Ephesians saying, "Wag niyo nang i-imitate yung mga Gentiles na yan. Okay, dati ganyan kayo. Pero ngayon, meron na kayong bagong calling, meron na kayong bagong purpose, meron na kayong bagong destiny. Do not imitate them because their thinkings are futile." Ang iniisip lang ng mga yan, magpasarap, pleasure, status. Yun lang yung gusto nila yung mga yan. Do not imitate them. You must no longer live like they live. And verse 18 continues, says here, "They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts." Mga ignorante yan. Akala lang nila yung buhay nila, okay, it's all about money, it's all about popularity, it's all about fame, it's all about the cars that you drive, it's all about the house that they, tinitira nila. Akala nila yun lang yung buhay nila. They are ignorant. Don't live like them. Do not imitate them. Paul was telling the Ephesians. And then verse 19 says, "Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with continual lust for more." Do not imitate those people. Because if you imitate them, you will end up like them. Lost all sensitivity. Hindi na alam kung anong tama sa mali. Ginagawa na lang kung anong nararamdaman, anong napifeel na nasarap. If you live this life, and the basis of you living in this life so that you can have this pleasure, you got it wrong. Because in this life, it's not all about pleasures. So, the background, sinasabi lang ni Paul sa mga Ephesians, guys, do not imitate those people. Dati, ganyan kayo, pero ngayon, huwag yun na siyang imitate. And then verse 5, verse 1 says here, ito yung sinabi ni Paul sa Ephesians, "But be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children." Ang sabi ni Paul, if there is one person that you should imitate, huwag yung mga Gentiles. Si God ang imitate nyo. You know, it's funny. We tell our children, imitate this, imitate that, imitate this. Have we ever told our children, imitate God? We are for role models. We want role models so that our children will see someone who is worth following, worth imitating. But isn't it funny? We hardly tell our children, imitate God. But Paul was addressing the Ephesians saying, be imitators of God. And Paul said there, as dearly loved children. As dearly loved children. Dahil anak kayo ng Diyos. You should imitate God kasi anak kayo ng Diyos. Now, if you don't imitate God, isa lang ibig sabihin nun, hindi ka anak ng Diyos. It's that simple. Am I offending you? It's what the Bible says. The reason we are not imitating God is because we don't recognize that God is our Father. That's what the Bible says. Question, are you imitating God today? Because if not, then kaninong anak ka? I don't expect some stranger there to imitate me. But I will not be surprised if my daughter imitates me. Why? Anak ko yun eh. Sleeping habits ko, yung mga narisim niya, nakukuha niya sa nanay niya. Bakit? Anak ko yun eh. Magkasama kami noon 24/7, so nakaka-captured niya kung ano yung mga habits ko. You know what? If you are a son and a daughter of God and you're saying you are, and you're spending with God 24/7, and He is your Father, it's inevitable. May imitate mo siya. The problem is, maybe tanungin natin sarili natin, am I really a son or a daughter of God? Because you see, Christianity is never religion. It is relationship. If you think going here to this church fulfills something between you and God, it doesn't accomplish anything unless you will have a relationship with Him. Religion is do this, do that, do this, do that. Relationship, I want to do this because I love God. You see the distinction? Be imitators of God because you are children of God. Maybe you're asking, Dan, paano ba maging imitator ni God? Medyo mataas yung standard na yan. Yes, mataas talaga yung standard na yan. I think, nanopas, okay, can level up that standard. But hindi ibig sabihin na masyadong mataas yung standard, ibig sabihin, imposible yun. That's why, 3 weeks ago, we talked about the grace of God. Because it is God who enables you to live a life as children of God. And Paul, addressing the Ephesians, ito yung sinabi niya. Okay? How will you imitate God? Ito yung mga sinabi. Ito yung mga instruction na sinabi niya sa Ephesians. And I believe, if Paul will be here today, ito rin yung sasabihin niya sa'yo. If you're here and you're asking, Dan, sige, gusto ko maging anak ng Diyos. Ayoko maging anak ng kaaway. Okay? Ayoko maging anak ni Taning. I want to be imitators of God. I want to be imitate. Gusto kong i-imitate yung tatay ko. Paano ba gagawin ko? Alam ko yung tanong nyo. Okay? So ito yung nasabihin natin. Pag-usapan natin. It says in Ephesians 5:2-5. Basahin natin ha. First is, kasi karugtong yan eh. Okay? Punta muna tayo sa verse, Ephesians 5 verse 1. Punta muna tayo doon. Yan. Sabi dito, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. Now, ito yung mga instruction niya. First, verse 2, and live a life of love. Now, notice the word live, okay? Notice the word live. If you wanna be imitators of God, hindi lang yun sa utak. Hindi lang yun sa belief system. It should be shown in our lifestyle. That's why it is called live. Imitating someone is not just in your mind. It should be shown in our actions. That's why it says, live a life of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The first indicator that you are an imitator of God or you imitate God, the first indicator is you live a life of love. You live a life of love. You live a life of love. You know, if there is one word na sobrang na-abuse, especially in our generation, especially during our lifetime, there's one word that is really abused, it's the word love. It's the word love. Okay, love is one of the word na talagang na-perverse ng kultura, ng mundo, ng mga ginagawa, ng mga sinasabi ng mga tao sa paligid natin. But you know what? Let's look at the Bible. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng love? And as we look at the Bible, as we look at the instructions of Paul, okay, we're gonna look ano ba talaga ibig sabihin ng love. You know, when you say love, it's just simply seeking the best and sacrificially giving what's best. Let me repeat that. Love is seeking the best and sacrificially giving what's best to people. Siyempre, to sa object of your love. Right? And we can see here in Ephesians chapter verse 4 to 5. Let's go on to verse 3. Yan. Okay. And Paul made some instructions. Ginawa niyang mas practical to para maintindihan natin kung ano ibig sabihin ng love. Paul is saying, live a life of love. Sabi rito, but among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of purity or greed because these are improper for God's holy people. If you want to define love, this is what love is. It's faithfulness and loyalty. It should never be immorality. It's devotion to one. When God demonstrated His love for us, He is devoted to us. He is faithful to us. If we are to live a life of love, and when you look at love in different levels, like love romantically to your spouse or to your girlfriend or boyfriend, or love, brotherly love or sisterly love, or your love for your parents, if you look at it, tingnan mo. Devoted ka ba? Faithful ka ba sa asawa mo? You know, casual text, casual fling, pangiti-ngiti is not devotion. You know? That's not devotion. That's unfaithfulness. Just so you think, nakala mo, pogi ka, napansin ka ng babae, nginitian mo, that is not faithfulness. Faithfulness is not just, unfaithfulness rather, is not just, you know, sleeping outside marriage. Unfaithfulness is really committing it in your mind. That's what Jesus Christ says. Mataas yung standards, di ba? That's why may grace ni God. Are you living a life of love? Sabi sa Bible, there should never be a hint. Alam niyo yung hint? Bahid. Bahid. Kung ima-microscope mo yun, 0.1%. Bahid. You know why? Because yung 0.1%, it can start to become big. And it will eventually eat your life, eat your marriage, eat your family. Devotion, faithfulness. If you're really devoted, do you allow your spouses to see your cell phone 24/7? O may password pa yung cell phone mo? If you're really devoted, okay, hindi ka ba natatakot at tingnan ng mga asawa nyo kung ano yung binabasa mo at pinapanood mo sa internet? That is devotion. Or do you find yourself erasing the history? That is faithfulness. Sabi sa Bible, there should be no hint of sexual immorality. If you're here in your relationship, you want to live a life of love, listen, God has prepared a great life for you. But you know what? Faithfulness starts today. If you cannot be faithful as a single person, there's no way you can be faithful as a married person. If you don't live a pure and holy life today, there's no way you can be faithful to your future wife because purity and faithfulness starts today. Loving starts today. If your boyfriend cannot hold his hand inside his pocket at palaging nakikita mo, nakakabay sa'yo, kung ano inahawakan mo, that guy doesn't love you. He is disrespecting you, dishonoring you, he doesn't love you. But then, that's the culture. I don't care about the culture. What I care is the Word of God. And that is the standard. Is it hard? Yes, it is hard. It's supposed to be hard. That's why there's grace. Love. Love. Live a life of love. Impurity. You know what's impurity? Selfish motives. Selfishness. Pag may gusto kang gawin, mayroon kang motibo. So pag may motibo ka, hindi na pure. Kaya ba nice ka sa mga office mate mo? Kasi is it pure out of love? Gusto mo silang pagsilbihan o may motibo ka? You're not acting in love. You're acting in selfish motives. You're acting in impurity. Kaya ba magaganda sinasabi mo sa parents mo this morning kasi meron kang gustong hilingin? You are manipulating your parents. You are not acting in love. There's impurity. Kaya ba ganito sinasabi mo sa asawa mo? Kaya ba may mga nababanggit sa asawa mo? It's because you really mean it? Or that's because meron ka nagawang kasalanan? Just say sorry. That is acting in love. No amount of good works, okay, can ever compensate kaysa nagawa mo. Just say sorry. That is acting in love. Greed. You know what's greed? It's getting what more than what God wants you to have. That is greed. This is what God wants you to have. Ito yung gusto mo. And you work hard, work hard, work hard to get it. But you know what? You won't get it because ito yung sinet ni God sa'yo. Minsan, when we are greedy, we're not acting in love because we're getting what other people should get. We're not acting in love. Yung kakainin ng kaibigan mo, kakainin ng kapatid mo, kung inukuha mo pa. Yung kakainin ng ka-office mate mo, yung ikikita ng ka-office mate mo, yung ka-office mate mo, kailangan niya ng trabaho, kailangan niya ng tong sales na to, kinuha mo pa. Hindi mo ba alam na may sakit yung anak nung, kinuha mo pa. You're acting in not in love. You are greedy. That is living a life of love. If you live a life of love, then you are imitators of God. Second, in Ephesians chapter 5, 8 to 14, says here, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. How do you know if you are imitators of God? You live as children of light. We live as children of light. You know, pag tingnan mo yung word na light, Bible says, God is light. He is the light of the world. When you study light, dalawang bagay lang ginagawa ng light. It expose and reveal. It expose and reveal. If you live as children of light, you know what's gonna happen? It expose your sin. It expose your bitterness. It expose your unforgiveness. It expose every single sin in our lives. If we want to be imitators of God, we need to be exposed. We need to be blameless. And you know why you need to live a blameless and exposed life? You know why? So that the enemy cannot throw any condemnation against you. Tas-tas ka pa ng kamay, ito naman yung ginagawa mo. Pabasa-basa ka ng Bible, isang linggo lang, sinungaling ka, nagmura ka pa nga eh. Nadulas nga yung kaibigan mo, napasabay ka pa rin ng mura sa kanya. It expose. You know what? If you want to be imitators of God, you need to be blameless. It expose. And you know, once you are exposed, healing comes. Alam nyo ba paano nahihil yung sugat? You don't cover it. You expose it. Tama? Para matuyo. Para mag-heal. You know? How do you know that you're healing, nahihil yung sa mga sin na damages na katawan natin, sa buhay, sa soul natin? You expose yourself to the light of the world. And that's Jesus. Another thing light does is, hindi lang expose, it reveals. Dito sa lugar na to, madilim dito. Pero kapag bumukas yung ilaw, it reveals everyone in this room. Tama? When you live as children of light, God will reveal to you His calling, His plan, His destiny, His purpose, His blessing in your life. Could it be possible the reason we're not experiencing the fullness of life that God wants us to have is because we're still living in darkness? Could it be possible? Posible ba na hindi natin na-experience yung calling, yung purpose, yung destiny ni God sa buhay natin, yung marriage natin, ganito pa rin, yung anak natin, rebelde pa rin, yung mga ginagawa natin, parang hindi naging successful. You know why? Could it be possible that we're not still living as children of light? Could it be possible that we're still living in darkness? Because kapag ang light bumukas, imposibleng hindi mo makita yung nasa daan mo. If you saw, if you will witness, if you will experience the light of the world who is Jesus Christ, it is impossible for you not to see His purpose, His calling, His destiny, and blessing over your life. Imposible yun. The same way, pag bumukas ng ilaw na to, imposible hindi mo makita yung mga tao dito. Imposible hindi mo makita yung mga stage, imposible hindi mo makita yung upuan dyan. Same way, if you live as children of light, imposible na hindi mo makita yung plano ni God sa buhay mo na sobrang ganda. Tanong, are you living as children of light? Because if you're living as children of light, then you are an imitator of God. And you are a children of God. Ephesians 5, 8 to 14. As I read this word, verse 9, let's go into verse 9, 5, 19. It says here, verse 10. Find out what pleases the Lord. How do you know if you are living as children of light? You find out what pleases God. You find out what pleases God. You seek what is controversial. Ano yung controversial? You know what's controversial? You know, if you really are imitators of God, how will you know kung talagang you're living as children of light? You make controversies. You know what's controversies? Kung estudyante ka, mamayang gabi, pagkatapos mo mag-dinner, magugas ka ng pinggan. Tapos gawin mo yung assignment mo. Tapos bago ka matulog, kumiss ka sa nanay mo, sabihin mo, I love you. Bukas, mag-kiss ka ulit, sabihin mo, I love you. Pag nanong ng nanay mo, anong nangyari sa'yo? May sakit ka ba? May kailangan ka ba? Sabihin mo, hindi. In love ka lang kay Jesus. That is controversy. If you are living as children of light, you should living a life of controversy. You know what's controversial? Bukas, pagpasok na sa opisina, pumasok ka na maaga. You time in, check in, you be nice to your office mate. Okay, pag may pinapagawa na hindi maganda, na alam mong mali, wag mong gawin. And you be respectful to your bosses. You be respectful to your subordinates. You do business in integrity and honesty. And that is controversial. Because the world doesn't know that. The world doesn't do that. That is controversial. You know what's controversial? Mamayang gabi, date me ang asawa mo. That is controversial. You get this? Live as children of light. Make some controversies. When you read the newspapers, ano ba yung mga controversial? Hindi, ito yung controversial. Live a life that pleases God. In Ephesians chapter 5, 15 to 20, how do we know if we are imitators of God? We live wisely. We live wisely. Be very careful. Let's go on. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Verse 16. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Sabi sa Bible, live not as unwise, but as wise. Do you know what's the foundation of wise living? Fear of the Lord. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. It's in Proverbs. Find it. There. 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You know, there's a lot of problems we're facing right now. And when I say this, that includes me. Okay? That includes me. My family and I are going through some tough times right now, and I cannot fully disclose it, but I realize the reason we're going through these tough times because we failed to consult God first. It's not because we don't fear God, but because, you know, fear is not just trembling before Him. It's reverential awe. It's like, God, what do you think about this decision? What do you think will happen if I make this? Sometimes kasi we consult our friends, we consult our drinking buddies, we consult our kachat natin, we consult everyone, and huling-huli si God. No, God should be the first. If you want wise living, the foundation is fear of the Lord. How do you know if you're living wise? Okay, in business transaction, is there fear of the Lord in how you do business? Malito. Will you just do? Eh, ito yung common sense eh. I don't care about the common sense. Are you living wisely? Is the fear of the Lord being applied in your life? In your relationship, okay, do you honor each other? Are you living pure and holy? Yung foundation ba ng relationship nyo ngayon, si God ba talaga? O lahat na lang ginawa nyo, para pag lahat na lang ng gawa ginawa nyo, nung kakasal na kayo, sabi nung minister, you may now kiss the bride. Or sabi nung minister, you may now take, do you take this wife? You take this woman, sabi mo, hindi mo sabihin I do, sabi mo I did. Because you did everything. Yun ba yung foundation? Are you living wise? If you are in a relationship that is immoral, believe me, if the foundation is wrong, it will never last. Get out of there. Live wisely. Kasi sabihin mo, magiging Christian din siya someday. Hindi kasi Jesus. God's not calling you to be a missionary. Okay? Mayroong gagawin si God dyan. But for now, you have to focus your relationship with God. How do you know if you're living wisely? When you have conflicts. Sa asawa mo, sa marriage mo. Sabi sa popular beliefs, pabayaan mo lang, wag mo na, pabayaan mo lang, bahala. Lalaki naman yan eh. Pabayaan mo, lalaki lang yan. Okay yan. Okay, lilipas din yan. Ganyan talaga mga lalaki. Nature na kanya. Basta importante, ikaw inuuwi yan. May conflict kayo. And you refuse conflicts. And when you refuse conflicts, hinayaan mo na lang mag-die down, meron na tanim na seeds of distrust and bitterness and unforgiveness. You know what's wise? You talk. You deal with it. You pray together. Do not run away from it. That is wise. If you are in a job right now, and you're being compromised, yung faith mo, your relationship mo sa pamilya mo, yung health mo nako-compromise, I don't think that's wise. Question is, does it honor God? Does it please God? Is the foundation of what I'm doing today is the fear of the Lord? Because if it's not, then you're not living wisely. As I close, let's go on to verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 5. It says here, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. I already said this in the beginning of our message, and I'm just saying it again. You can imitate God because He is your Father. And I don't know about you, but there's no one I want to imitate in this life except God. I don't know who you imitate. I don't know who you look up to. I don't know who you follow. But this is my message and plea for all of us. Imitate God because He is our Father. If He is not your Father, then you can never imitate Him. But if He is your Father, you should and you can imitate Him. Amen.